The Summit Brownfields Revitalization Program has received two $600,000 EPA grants since 2012 to help developers assess the level of contamination in a potential site. Joe Hadley is executive director of the Northeast Ohio Four-County Regional Planning Organization, which runs the Brownfield Program. He says losing the federal funding would make it harder for developers to finance projects.
It's going to be very difficult for a developer to receive funding from a bank, because a bank's not going to loan when they're not sure what's, you know, what the real threat is within a particular building or site.
Hadley says his organization has applied for another assessment grant, which would start in October. He says the cuts would hamper many local government efforts to revitalize contaminated areas where factories once operated. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.